فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. Today, inshallah, in this podcast, we are going to see the history and how this sacred knowledge of Tajweed started through the years and through the centuries, where the ulama have discovered that the need for this sacred knowledge to be available in hand along with the verbal teaching books and the writings. So this sacred knowledge started actually to be independent on its own core of topics and facts and definitions around the 4th century Hijri. But previously, they were scholars who wrote about the Tajweed, one of the oldest books actually in this sacred knowledge was the book called Risala fi al-Idgham al-Kabir li Abi Amr ibn al-Ala al-Basri, who one of the greatest Qurra, who died in 154 of Hijra. Then followed by another scholar, another Qari, one of the greatest Qurra, who is the student of Imam Nafi' al-Madani, and students same as Imam Warsh, which is known, this Qira'a of Qalun and Warsh in North Africa, mainly in Libya and Tunisia and some of the countries surrounding North Africa. Qalun, who died at 220 of Hijra, he wrote a lyric before the publishing and the writing of these books. This sacred knowledge was taught verbally through the sittings of the Iqra. So the students will sit with the Shaykh, and the Shaykh will teach them and listens to them, and then he corrects them, and then he adds some rules, and then again and again, by reading one Khatma, second Khatma, the whole Quran. So the Shaykh approves and authorize the students and gives them ijazah for their skills and their absorption of the rules and the ada of the qira'at. But it came into publishing because the need was there, and the ulama started to think that some books and some writing have to be in front of the students while learning this sacred knowledge of Quran and Tajweed. At that time, there was the first one actually to start writing independently this sacred knowledge. It was at the beginning of the 4th century. It is a qasida, which is a lyric poem. The end of it is all ra. It's called the ra'iyya. Al-Imam Abu Muzahim al-Khaqani in the 325 Hijri, he died. And his lyric poem was composed of 51 verses, and it is divided into the topics of Tajweed, such as Idgham and Mad and Ikhfa and so on. So Abu Muzahim, he started also to use new terminology and technical words which that have not been used before, such as Husnul Ada. Later on, we are going to see what is the meaning of ada and husnul ada. So the ulama have come with this publishing of writings of books and poems and poetry to enhance the reciting of the verbal teaching. It's called at-talqin. So al-iqra and at-talqin actually was at the beginning, since the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have been done verbally, mouth to mouth, sheikh to sheikh, sheikh to students, and so on, and transmitted till today in that manner. But the ulama, of course, they thought that we need to put something in front of the students as a reference on all the topics and the subjects of Tajweed, so the students can add into their library and add into their learning these references. So inshallah, jazakumullahu khairan. In next episode, inshallah, we are going to see probably about Al-Imam Al-Jazari and Al-Imam Al-Shatibi, the two famous Qurra who have wrote the famous books till today. The scholars and the Qurra and the ulama the writings and the reading of the Quran is based on these two books, which is الشاطبية حرز الأماني ووجه التهاني للإمام الشاطبي and الجزرية أو طيبة النشر للإمام الجزري رحمة الله عليهما. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening. Inshallah, please check the website tajweedinenglish.com. And check also, subscribe to the iTunes. Inshallah, we will have more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarin min at-taji wal-hulaa.